content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Sean Wells in studio with me, Aviana Berrientos, Lexi Brinkley, and Daisy Castaneda.
That's
did I do
good.
It pretty good? Pretty good? I can say quinceañera, but I can't say castaneda. I'm trying to. How'd you guys do it? Do it again. Say it.
Castaneda.
Oh, Yeda.
Castaneda.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
He's got it.
She uses her tongue even better.
She does. Well, it's so good to have all you guys in studio. Daisy is with the Fire Prevention Dallas Fire Department. She is a fire prevention officer for the Dallas Fire Department. We're going to be talking with her about 4th of July safety here coming up in just a few minutes. And, of course, we've got Maura Davies on the line. We're going to be talking about pet 4th of July safety. This is something that's very, very, I get so worried about animals on the 4th of July because they get so scared and they run up trees. Then you got to call the fire department to get them out of the tree, right? Do you guys still do that?
We still do that.
Do you really?
Yes, we do.
Well, that's good to know. Well, so Maura Davies, she is the Vice President of Communications at the SPCA. That's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals of North Texas. That's the SPCA.org. Maura, how are you doing today?
Hi, doing great. You're right. This is a really important topic.
It is an important topic. And I think I've already started worrying about it because, you know, my property is up against a county property and they started last week shooting guns back there and letting off fireworks, and they are freaking all the animals out because there's a lot of not cows, but bulls. There's bulls. I guess some of them are cows. There's both. I don't know. There's a bunch of cows back there, cows and bulls adjacent to my property, as well as all the beautiful little wild animals. And this, you know, this is such a scary time of year for animals because of all the craziness of the 4th of July. So what do you want people to know about this, Maura?
Well, you know, a couple things, but the most important thing for people to know, and it's really simple, is during this time of year, any time of year where there's going to be fireworks, leave your pet inside. You know, if your pet's in the backyard, if they're out on property, they could escape. They could become extremely frightened and get into a lot of trouble. So if the only thing you do right now is just make sure they're inside, you're taking a good first step. But then on the other side of things, it's really also important to keep your pet not only with their collar and tags on with up-to-date info, but make sure they're microchipped so that if they do get out, there's a chance they can get back to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they run. They can run far, and before that, they're lost, and they never find their way back home, a lot of them, because they're so scared. Mm-hmm. You know, not to mention, it can cause gastrointestinal distress as well, right?
It sure can. Yeah, whether it's just hearing the fireworks or maybe, like, getting into the fireworks. You know, we don't often talk about pets actually getting into a supply of fireworks. But I recently heard about somebody whose pet did get into some fireworks, and it did not go well. Needless to say, there was a big trip to the veterinarian and a lot of heartache.
Wow. Well, so what are some other dangerous items that that are typically found at a 4th of July celebration that are bad or can harm animals?
Yes. Well, like the fireworks themselves, also like matches, lighter fluid, sunscreen bug repellent that is not labeled for use on pets. Like citronella candles, other things, you know, and just going into the food aspect, you know, a lot of the things that we have at your typical 4th of July celebration could be really just awful for your pet. So, I mean, of course, you know, dogs are going to love hot dogs. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about a whole lot of fatty meats, a whole lot of food, desserts, any chicken bones, bones of any fowl, those splinter and can cause all kinds of really horrific medical emergencies for pets that many lead to death. And alcohol, let's not forget alcohol. Pets,
oh, yeah.
It's not good to let pets drink alcohol. It's poison to them. And just any any of the stuff in big amounts can hurt pets.
Daisy, you had whispered something over there when Maura was talking. What did you want to say?
Oh, no, I was just saying that it's very true. I have a dog, a boxer, and I love him so much, and I don't want him to get hurt. And we do have to just keep in mind of everybody that lives in our house.
Yeah, no, and it is scary. I mean, fireworks, they're very loud. There's popping noises. There's sky booms. Those are extremely stressful for your animals, correct? Just like a thunderstorm.
It can be. And in fact, some pets, it's best to either let them seek out their favorite spot where they feel comfortable. For some pets, that might be under the table, in the back of the closet, under the bed. And that's okay. You know, if distracting them doesn't work, like having the TV on or the radio on or anything, if playing with them is and keeping their usual schedule isn't helping them, let them go hide. You can also try using something called a thunder shirt, or you can make your own.
Mm-hmm.
These are available all over the place, online, pet retail stores, etc. They're little shirts designed to give your pet kind of a hug. It helps them feel secure, and sometimes you can recreate that depending on your pet. Sometimes the pets need the one that really is snug all over, but you can even try taking a T-shirt or a sweatshirt and tying it gently but securely on your pet.
Mm-hmm. That kind of scares me.
Feel that extra.
If somebody's not the smartest knife in the box, they might do it wrong.
And that's why I recommend there are products out there that are specially designed for specific dog sizes, and it's kind of foolproof, dummy-proof kind of a thing.
Yeah, I meant to say sharpest knife in the box too. But anyway, but you know, I think that you should buy one that's already pre-made, just so you know that it's working well. Okay, mm-hmm. So ever since we've talked about the hot paw thing from the last couple of weeks, Maura, I find myself like chasing people down and saying, excuse me, did you know that your dog's paws could be really hot? You know, and they look at me like I'm crazy, but it's really important that we really share this knowledge and spread the word to all, you know, Texas is hot, the South is hot. I mean, it's hot in New York, it's hot everywhere right now, it's summer, you know, it's midsummer. Yeah. So many people are completely oblivious to burning their dog or their cat's paws that are outside.
You know, in the heat of the summer, regardless of where you are, when it's hot outside, if you're hot outside, your pets are going to be hot outside. And if you reach down and touch the pavement or the ground, the whatever it is, whether it's asphalt or what have you, if your hand is burning, your pet's paw pads could get burned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a simple concept, but sometimes it's kind of hard to make that connection for some folks. If people joke about it's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, guess what else it's going to fry?
Yeah, your pet's paws. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, so what are some suggestions? Take them out, you know, don't take them out in the middle of the day. Take them out early in the morning. Take them out in the evenings.
You got it. Early in the morning, late in the evenings. Take them to a place if you just have to take them. Like if you have a puppy and your puppy really needs to get out multiple times a day and they just need to.
Yeah.
Look for grass. Look for shaded areas. Make sure you bring plenty of water with you for your pet and for you, but mean for your pet. And make sure that you never, ever, 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 no matter what, never, ever leave them in a hot car, ever.
Well, and you know, there's a crisis in this country of overpopulation of animals. I had heard that there was as many as up to, I don't know if you're the one that told me or somebody else, that estimated 1 million homeless dogs in the streets of Houston, which we are on in Houston as well. And so let's talk about that for a minute. You know, the importance of spaying and neutering all your pets, your cats, your dogs. There's not enough room for them. I mean, people like myself that have, you know, multiple animals that feel, my heart is just so heavy with all these animals, and it's so difficult for them to be separated, you know, from their pack, if you will. And it's just awful. What can people really, could you stress the importance to them of how important it is to spay and neuter their pets?
Absolutely. And you know, it's something that we're seeing in Dallas as well. We're currently in year two of the Southern Dallas Initiative project, a huge surge project for spaying and neutering tens of thousands of mostly dogs, also cats, in Southern Dallas, because there is such a massive, massive group of animals that are probably, you know, for the most part, likely owned, but just loose. And for that particular project, for pets of people living in 23 Southern Dallas zip codes, we're providing free spay neuter surgeries, vaccinations, microchips, to help people comply with what is the law in Dallas.
Yeah.
And And it's free. And that the important part is we're trying to make it very accessible, easy for people, trying to dispel any myths about how, you know, people understandably have some heartache about taking their four-legged babies in sometimes to be spayed and neutered. But when we talk about the importance of spaying and neutering pets and how it can be a life and death difference for not only that animal, but a massive number of animals in the entire community, the health and safety of the whole community.
Yeah.
There are people dying of dog bites because there are dogs that are not receiving everything they need, and most importantly, not being spayed and neutered. No matter what city you're talking about, a big city, there's always going to be that massive need for everyone to constantly keep up that drumbeat of everybody spay neuter, everybody spay neuter. It's such a big topic. It's worth talking about constantly.
It really is. You know, I have a niece that rescues a lot of animals too in Houston, in the Katy area. She actually has moved a little further out. They have a ranch there now where they have like a refuge where they rescue dogs, all kinds of stuff from the SPCA. So this one dog that she found was pregnant. It had like 8 puppies. She placed all of them in homes except for the 2 girls that were left. And I think she's going to keep one of the boys. But so she's like, are you going to take them? I said, I just don't know how I can take any more animals. And so we're just so distraught about separating this mother from her 2 daughters. They've all been together. That's all they know, you know, and they've been together now for, I don't know, about a year. And I hate to separate them. I'm thinking about taking all 3 of them because I just, the thought of separating them is so awful. But then there's a million more behind them in the streets, as I said, of Houston. It's so distressing.
Yeah, the biggest thing we can all do is just keep sharing with friends and family the importance of spaying and neutering. And some people, for some people, that, you know, they understand the reason of, well, it's going to keep our community safe. For some people, the reason that they kind of glom onto is that it's going to keep their, help their pet live a longer, happier life. And for some people, it's about your pocketbook. And it doesn't really matter what your reason is. It can save you money. That means if your pet's not roaming the streets because they feel that drive to procreate, they're going to be less likely to be at home and less likely to get hit by cars, attacked by other dogs. It's going to keep you out of legal issue, depending on what your city statutes are.
Right.
Whatever it is, spay and neuter. If we all did it, it's going to make a massive difference.
And adopt. Don't
everyone
shop.
Your friends and family.
Yeah,
adopt, don't shop.
Yeah, adopt, don't shop. Don't buy a boutique dog. You know, we shouldn't even be producing them until all the other homes, animals have homes that are homeless right now. And what do you say to a person that says, well, I just want them to have one litter?
That's something we commonly hear, and I would say that it's actually better for your pet to not have a litter, because it's what we do here at the SPCA of Texas. It sounds kind of scary. It's called pediatric spay-neuter. That is spaying and neutering pets when they're younger, often much younger than 6 months, so, you know, 8 to 10 weeks, as long as they're a certain weight. We have very wonderful, experienced, licensed veterinarians who are here to make sure these pets have a safe, good, easy surgery. It's not gonna harm your pets for them to not have a litter, and it's gonna be a whole lot less stressful for you. And just think, what if your dog who's pregnant with their first litter needs to have a C-section? You're looking at hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars at the veterinarian, and then you've got to find a home for all these puppies.
Right.
Just do the right thing, spay neuter.
You're a lot nicer than I am. I say, don't be a loser and spay and neuter your pets, because I'm sick of picking them up off the street. I've got too many, and I can't take it anymore. Okay.
Well, right. Thank you, Bernadette, for being such a great voice for spay and neutering adoption.
You're welcome. Maura Davies, thank you so much, everyone. Go to the SPCA.org. Adopt, don't shop. And we'll be right back with Daisy Castaneda. I think I said it close enough. She is going to be talking about 4th of July safety. And then Sean Wells is going to be talking about 6 nutrition myths that just need to die. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
It's time to turn back to nature and the wonderful plants that capture solar energy in a near magical way and then offer it to us so freely. Join Sun Warrior in our mission to renew ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our world. Together, we can truly transform the planet one warrior at a time. Visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Sun coming up over New York City.
Is this one of your favorite birthday songs, Lexi?
No, but it's a great song.
Welcome back, everyone, to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Berrientos, and I've got Sean Wells in studio with me. He is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition and has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator. And then I also have, I almost called her Lieutenant Castaneda, but it's Daisy Castaneda is the fire prevention officer for the Dallas Fire Department. She has worked for the fire department for almost 11 years. She has spent most of her time with the education division, and with the education division, they do safety programs for schools, daycares, seniors, high-rise, and businesses wanting to train employees on fire prevention and escape. And you guys will laugh. So right before we went live, I said, how did they get a cat out of a tree? And I said, never mind. I just answered my own question. A ladder, right?
Exactly.
You put the ladder up like in the old days, right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's so great to have you in studio. Today, we're talking about the 4th of July coming up and safety on the 4th. Okay, so why? Let's talk first about fireworks. Are all fireworks in the city illegal?
They are. All fireworks are illegal. And a lot of the times, people look at sparklers. You know, they give those to the children,
okay,
the
right.
little
so,
kids.
All right. So tell me about that, because I had somebody stop and get me a box of sparklers for my party I'm having tonight for the kids. Is that a bad thing?
It is.
They're, oh, gosh. Okay. I'm not using them. I'm taking them back.
The sparklers, unfortunately, are also illegal.
Oh, my gosh.
Just to put it into perspective, the temperature that we boil water at is 200 degrees.
Yes.
A sparkler can reach up to 1,200 degrees.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay, no sparklers.
That, so.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Womp,
that.
Yeah.
So serious. Okay, so no sparklers and they can reach up to 1200 degrees.
That's scary.
Yes.
Wow. Well, so I guess that's why they sell them out in the country, because you got to go outside the city by what, like 10 miles or so. Is there a limit?
Just not in the city limits.
Just not in the city limits. Okay, so Okay, so what are the consequences of popping illegal fireworks?
Well, we are going to be working with police that day, and we are going to be going out in the squad cars confiscating the fireworks. Now, if you do give them up freely, then of course we're going to work with you, and we're right. not going to issue the citation. But if for some reason, you know, you want to fight us on it, unfortunately, we do have to issue a citation, and it can be anywhere up to $2,000.
Wow. Can you take somebody to jail, like, right away if you catch them, like, doing it on their property?
I mean,
doing the fireworks on their property. Yeah.
I want to know what you do with all these confiscated fireworks. Is there, like, a big police party? Like,
no,
fire police party?
No.
After?
We do. We have a bunker out at the academy, and that's where we take them, and we just store them there until we can get rid of them the right way.
Wow. And fireworks have been around for years and years and years, but they should be handled professionally.
Yes, definitely. And there are a lot of shows out there in the city that are going to be out there for everybody to go watch.
Well, and here's one of my favorite topics is drunk driving, or just driving in general. I seriously was almost killed Thursday night on Central Expressway because someone was driving so fast and did not want to, you know, blend with the traffic and just cut a whole bunch of people off. It seems like there are so many crazy drivers. Last night I was coming home from North Park Mall, and you talk about people riding each other's bumpers. I wish I was a police officer. I always have like these fantasies where I put the light on top of my car and I go after them and say, you almost killed people, you know? I mean, because people drive so crazy. I'm sick of it.
Yes. And of course, with the holidays, you know, you're going to have barbecues, you're going to have drinking, and Dallas Police is going to be having a no refusal policy during those weekends.
What does that mean?
Basically, it's going to mean that if you do get pulled over, they can ask for a breathalyzer. And if you refuse, they will get a warrant and do a blood draw.
Wow. Wow. As it should be. You've got no right getting behind the wheel of a car and driving less recklessly, let alone drunk. So I absolutely think that's awesome. So what are some of the most common complaints during this holiday?
Basically, we do get bombarded with the fireworks. That's going to be the biggest one. Last year, nearly 500 calls about illegal fireworks were submitted to the city.
I'm surprised it's not more than that.
Right. But yeah, 500 last year. I imagine it's going to be that or higher this year. But there is an app that the citizens can download, and it's called iWatch. And that app does let you just keep an eye on the city and what's happening. And you can also submit complaints through that app.
Yeah. And what about the fools that are out there shooting their guns off?
That, too, is illegal.
I heard that a couple of weeks ago. Like I said, back in my field where it's county property, I heard guns being fired. And that's where they hunt dove, by the way, too. But they were down there shooting off their guns. There's no question about it. And then setting off fireworks as well.
Yes, the gunfire is also going to be illegal.
Yeah.
There are bigger penalties, obviously, with that.
Well, I would think you'd be able to take them directly to jail.
Well, yeah, and then, of course, it can be anywhere from 2 to 10 years, and the fines are just going to be up to $10,000.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so you've got your work cut out for you in the next week.
Yeah, we do.
You do. What are you thinking, Sean? Diamond, what are you guys thinking?
Well, with these fireworks, what about any concerns with when you're actually at one of these shows? Is there concerns there?
I mean, of course, everyone's going to have a concern, but the shows that do come in the city professionally do have to go through a process with the fire marshal's office.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get permits. We pull those permits. We have to look at the area that they're going to be shot at. We even escort them the minute they come into the city. We meet them at the border, and we escort them to the event, and we watch them put everything together.
Because really? I guarantee some of these quote-unquote professional shows aren't necessarily like run through all the, you know.
Yeah, the proper channels.
Yeah. Like, you know, if somebody's at like, maybe a country club, or obviously some of the big city ones are, but I could see like some of these marinas or, you know, some of these ones may not be.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, like I said, we have to get them all processed through the city of Dallas. We do have a special events division, and that lieutenant is always on it, and she makes sure that everybody has their permits.
Yeah, because you can get a permit. I live in Sunnyvale, and I have a big backyard, and we've done fireworks before, but we got a permit, and then the fire marshal came out and, you know, gave us the drill and, you know, told us everything that we need to do for fire safety and issued a permit.
Yeah, we actually have officers that have to be there during the show.
Yeah, no, that's happened before, mm-hmm. too. They changed the rules over the years. But I think that's a good idea to have the fire department there.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Right?
Especially if something happens where, you know, one of these things explodes. Have you ever heard of, like, in the last few years, someone, like, getting really hurt?
No, not big injuries. But, of course, there are going to be parts of the show that don't go off. Some of the mortars don't go off, or some of them go off a little too early. So we do have things like that. But like I said, we're there throughout the whole show. We escort them to the event, and then we have to stay afterwards to make sure that nothing happens and that everything is picked up.
I mean, full disclosure, I've done fireworks my whole life. and I've had some that have, like, some big ones that literally, because the fuse wasn't put in right, mm-hmm. or something, like, have exploded about an inch from my hand in my face. And
oh,
it's just,
boy.
Luckily, I didn't get hurt. But, you know, there was a football player that had, like, a club kind of, like, for a hand.
You know, I know what you're talking about. But
I can't think of, like, yeah. He has a cast, and mm-hmm. he played, like, a whole season because he blew his hand off, yep. like, doing fireworks.
Yeah.
He played for the Giants, and he did blow his yeah. blew his hand off. And, you know, luckily he was still able to keep playing in the NFL, but it cost him millions and millions of dollars
right.
in contract deals
right.
because he's not the same player.
Wow. Right.
But luckily, that I mean, he's still yeah. around, so...
Well, so are you gonna do it this year?
No,
Sean,
I'm not. No,
I can't even. I feel bad. I was gonna put dangerous sparklers into the hands of babes tonight. I'm so glad that we decided to have you come on. Oh my gosh! So I'm bringing them back, or I'll give them to you. Next time I see you.
Hey, there you go.
You guys
yeah.
can. I'll turn them over to the city with my hands up.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for being with us today. Such a pleasure to have the Dallas Fire Department in. Thank you, Daisy.
You're very welcome.
All right, everyone. We've got more coming up with Sean Wells, 6 nutrition myths that just need to die. So stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Hey, y'all, it's Bernadette. Oh, my gosh, I have some really good news to share with you. The H-Hemp Company is featured this month in Cosmopolitan Magazine and GQ Online for being one of the top hemp products on the market. We always work extremely hard to make sure our sponsors are the best out there, and this is just validation of that. We knew the H-Hemp Company was amazing, and now the rest of the world does, too. I encourage you to visit them at hhemp.com. That's hhemp.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl.
Sing it, Lexi.
I'm not singing.
And she's watching him with those eyes.
This is such a good song.
It is such a good
that
song.
That body, I just know it.
Gosh, go ahead, Lexi. Come on. Do it.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
No.
Jesse's girl.
Yeah.
Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
Excuse me. Welcome back to One Life Radio. We're being so silly today. I love it. I love it when we have shows like this and we're just relaxed and having fun. You know, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. We also have two of the podcasts after the broadcast that are up on the website. Our website is being completely revamped. I don't even think I told you that, Sean, yet, but we will have a completely...
Awesome.
It's still up and working, though.
It's still up and working. It'll be completely revamped within the next week. But, you know, our sponsors, I'm so thankful for them. I really am. You know, Sun Warrior has paid the bills for a very long time, and we've got great sponsors, new sponsors, as well as the H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. And someone that was listening to the show yesterday actually called in about the... I told the story about the Tourette's syndrome. And a distant family member that has a son, Gavin, that was cured. I guess you can't say cured, but his symptoms were stopped by using CBD oil for his Tourette's syndrome, and he was able to go back to work. So we're actually going to call him after the show and talk with him and give him some advice. But you can go to realmofcaring.org. They can answer all your questions about CBD oil. And I think there's more. Do you know of any more places that you can go to? To get the information that you need for dosing?
Well,
H-Hemp Company has it on their website. Most of the companies do, but, you know, another, like I said, our sponsors, the H-Hemp Company is such a good company. It really is. And you got your infrared sauna, your sunlight and sauna. When'd you get it today?
Today.
And so you're going to get it put together, and
you guys
are going to love it. You're really going to love it. So, So you don't know where else they can go.
I was thinking, like, if you need technical information, there's a site called bluelight.org, but probably, like, there's some really good mommy blogs, I would imagine, that would really cover that well.
Yeah.
I mean, just because there's so many active moms in the space, mm-hmm. and they are literally, you know, I call it biohacking. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're biohacking with their children. They're you know, looking at all the symptoms. They're looking at the blood work. They're looking at all the different doses, and then they're getting together and syncing up and saying, you know, what are you seeing? What other medications are you using? So they actually have, like, the leading data, you know, like mm-hmm. that's where I'd go to look if I wanted, like, what's most cutting edge, especially if, you know, your child has, you know, a certain type of condition, or they're a certain age, or they are using different medications, then it gets more and more complex. But chances are there's some mommy out there that knows the answer and is mm-hmm. Working with their child that has very similar conditions.
Yeah, well, that's what she did. She mm-hmm. took it into her own hands. What was the name? Do you remember the name of that drug that the doctor wanted to put around? It's one of the strongest.
Risperdone.
Yeah, one of the strongest psychiatric drugs. It would have turned him into, you know, just this blob with no personality, and she was like, "No, I'm not doing that." And that's when she started to investigate.
Yeah, literally, because I saw that drug used quite a bit in the nursing home, and people. Like literally drooling. It made me so frustrated. I don't even like to think about it.
Yeah. It's really sad. It is. But there all are alternatives. And that's one of the things that we do here on One Life Radio. And I might add, Sean Wells, this is like his anniversary coming up. 5 years he's been on the show. And so for you out there just now joining us, perhaps, Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator. And he has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He's also a registered dietitian and has his Master's of Public Health in Nutritional Biochemistry. You can check out his site, seanwells.com, and Instagram at Zone Halo. So, six nutrition myths that just, that's such a hard word to say.
Myths.
Yeah, I know. You guys say it. You say
myth.
It. Come on, say it.
Myth.
Oh, no, say it. No, say it with the S.
Myths.
See? You guys want to make fun of me. Okay, so six nutrition myths that just need to die. That's a pretty strong statement. So what do you want us to know?
Yes, so let's go down the list because they frustrate me. And you know that I'm keto, but I'm also a dietitian. And we've talked about, speaking of, I was in nursing homes and hospitals, and I had to give people that had heart cardiovascular disease, give them low-fat diets. I had to give people that had hypertension low-salt diets. I had to, do all these things, give people that were diabetics carbs all day long, And
because
it was just
But that's because that's what the American Dietitian Association, that's their standard. They tell you what to do, right?
And if you don't do it, you can lose your license.
Yeah.
And
so
it's actually a lot worse than that.
Yeah. Well, Cassie Bjork, mm-hmm. That's the first mm-hmm. podcast after the broadcast, talked about the legal trouble that she had trying to basically give the nutrition advice that she knows is good nutrition advice that goes against what the American Dietitian Association says.
Well, it gets worse than that. If you're in a situation with a hospital or a nursing home and there's some kind of wrongful death scenario and you get pulled in and they say, why did you put them on this diet when standard of care is this? Then you can actually be not only lose your license, but you can face criminal action.
Wow.
So it's very, it's very intense. Yes. So I don't practice that way anymore. So I just do and say what I want to do like I do on the show.
Yeah.
And if they happen to try and take anything away, then so be it. But
you're gonna put out what you feel is the best nutrition advice based on science.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right.
So, starting off on that list, fat is bad. We know the whole low-fat phenomenon is a farce. And what happened when you took out fat out of so many of these products is sugar and artificial sweeteners and colors and all these things replaced them to make them more palatable. Because fat gives satiety, gives that sense of fullness.
Yeah,
and,
you don't want anything else to eat. You're good.
Right. And so when we took that out, then we started getting the fast food. We started getting the ultra-processed food. And now everything's high carb, high sugar, and unfortunately is high carb, high sugar, and high fat to boot. So now it's very high calorie. Your insulin's elevated. You're storing that fat. And that's the combination. Some people, when you hear data on high fat being bad, it's only when it's with high carb, high sugar.
It's a recipe for death.
Right. And that's basically the Western diet.
Yeah.
And when does high fat, high carb occur in nature? Almost nowhere.
Right.
So cake.
I never thought about that.
Cake
doesn't,
come up on a tree,
right.
or an animal isn't cake.
It isn't?
Well, they're protein and fat, right?
I know.
And typically fruits and vegetables are just carbs. We don't get this high glycemic carbohydrate and high fat in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that double bliss point thing
that
we were talking about. So basically, whenever someone's put on a high fat diet, there's so many studies that show that it's superior to low fat, not only in terms of satiety, but in terms of improving all these risk symptoms of high triglycerides, improving HDL, improving CRP, which is a marker of inflammation, hemoglobin A1C for blood sugar, aging indicators like your CERT genes. All these things improve when you're put on these diets like ketogenic diet, Mediterranean mm-hmm. diet, Syndrome X zone. And now, luckily, we're having cardiologists, you know, like Dr. Fenster, you know, uh-huh. who like, you know, guys like this. There's another guy, Dr. Sinatra. There's some really good ones out there. Actually, Dr. Mercola is a cardiologist.
Right. And they've all been talking about this for a very long time. But, you know, these big companies are powerful. They have a ton of money. They advertise. They brainwash the American people into believing whatever it is they want them to believe.
Exactly. And it's so frustrating. And it's that sleight of hand thing with the high fat thing, like I was talking about, that it's high fat with the ultra processed carb that we're talking about. And if you, like we've talked about it, if you walk in the convenience store or you drive by the fast food place, like, I mean, people are like, oh, you know, sugar's not addictive and, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. These foods, like these Bliss Point foods aren't addictive. Oh, they're not?
Yeah.
How hard is it to walk out of a convenience store when you see just bright packages and sugar and like pow in your face and Gatorade and, you know, soda and all these things? It's like, man, that's hard.
Well,
that's
you have to be so careful.
Strong. Yeah.
In fact, I took a screenshot of it. It was a product that was at a pop-up shop at Nordstrom, and it everything on the package appeared to be like really, really healthy for you. You flip over the ingredients. One of them had a bunch of canola oil in it. The other one had maltodextrin. And there was like three different flavors. Every one of them had maltodextrin. So maltodextrin spikes your blood sugar twice. High glycemic carb. So bad for
Ultra processed, GMO, because it's from corn.
Right.
Yep.
And it's in everything. And it's even in the canola oil. And, you know, I say all the time, there's no such thing as organic canola oil. Would you agree?
Canola oil is ultra processed vegetable oil, and it's pro-inflammatory. And I can tell you time and time again, it's not saturated fat or like animal fat or, you know, anything that occurs naturally. It's always trans fat. It's always this processed vegetable oil. It's always these things that are processed and created and given to us because they're cheap.
Cheap.
That cause health issues.
Right. Yeah. They're cheap and they make you sick. They make you sick, so then you have to be on pharmaceuticals, and you just go round and round. And I'm so glad we're talking about this. Everyone, more coming up with Sean Wells. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Stop. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what to call it, a fatty.
Consider this an invitation to relax and feel the stress melt away with a Sunlighten sauna. Sunlighten is the number one choice for home and commercial infrared saunas. Their 3-in-1 infrared technology allows you to customize each session to you. Naturally de-stress, detoxify, and be heart healthy. Relieve pain, purify your skin, and increase energy. A Sunlighten sauna is a place to heal, a place to reflect, a place to invest in you. Visit them at sunlighten.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hey, y'all, it's Bernadette. Oh, my gosh, I have some really good news to share with you. The H-Hemp Company is featured this month in Cosmopolitan Magazine and GQ Online for being one of the top hemp products on the market. We always work extremely hard to make sure our sponsors are the best out there, and this is just validation of that. We knew the H-Hemp Company was amazing, and now the rest of the world does, too. I encourage you to visit them at hhemp.com. That's hhemp.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to the ISSN.org. That's the ISSN.org.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, I'm Laravel Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'm head out west with real women. This is one of Lexi's favorite songs. It's her birthday tomorrow, so we're playing some birthday favorites for her. So,
little kid.
Getting old. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Sean Wells. If you're just now joining us, Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has been dubbed the world's greatest formulator and has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, and nutrition, making for a unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research. He is also a registered dietitian, at least for now.
Maybe.
And he has his master's of public health and nutritional biochemistry. You can find Sean Wells at seanwells.com or on Instagram at Zone Halo. Okay, so we're talking about six nutrition myths that just need to die. We talked about fat. What are some other things that we need to know?
Saturated fat, even worse. Ah. Like, we were told by the American Heart Association that this one's really dangerous. And of course, coconut oil is mostly saturated fat. And oh my God. So coconut oil is the devil.
No, it's really not, though.
Nope, it's not.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It can, saturated fat can raise cholesterol, but it raises HDL cholesterol. And if on the occasion it does raise LDL, as we're always told that's bad, that's another one that needs to die. It's a type of large, fluffy LDL that's actually healthy. It's the very low-density lipoprotein, the VLDL, that's actually unhealthy, which they don't usually test for or look at, which is super frustrating.
So people are listening and you've lost them. I'm just telling you.
So here's the thing. HDL, LDL cholesterol, they're not unhealthy. Total cholesterol, good thing. If you look at all the studies, the higher your cholesterol, the longer you live. The lower your cholesterol, the shorter you live. The LDL that we're always told is bad cholesterol is not bad cholesterol. If you look at it with a better test, there's an NMR test or a VAP test that they never do. If you look at it with a better test, you can actually look at the types of LDL. There's subtypes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one special type of LDL that is bad in terms of cardiovascular health. But the majority of LDL is actually healthy for you. So we've been lied to on many levels. And saturated fat typically improves heart health and HDL cholesterol.
So the fats that are bad for you are the fats like
processed fats.
Vegetable oil, canola oil,
yep.
Avocado oil is good for you,
yep.
Olive oil is good for you,
yep.
And these are the things that people need to know. And yeah, they're a little more expensive because they're not cheap. They're done well.
Right. It's just like the highly processed vegetable oils. And they actually can be called vegetable oil. That should be a sure sign right there that
right.
They don't even tell you that it's corn, cottonseed, soy. You know, all these kinds of things like canola, sometimes they'll just put vegetable because
mm-hmm.
it's like a blend of
right.
crappy,
yeah,
ultra processed oils.
Cheap
and they'll
oil.
Just say vegetable oil,
which clogs your arteries. And that's what kills you.
Those are pro-inflammatory. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not coconut oil. It's not you know, saturated fat from animals. It's not any of the things that, like, humans and animals have ate for the last bazillion centuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's none of those things. It's always the things that they've created over the last 100 years.
Right, right.
Always.
I mean, a coconut comes from nature. It comes from a tree. And you know, animals eat them. Elephants eat them. They're good for you. Look how strong and beautiful elephants are. They eat a lot of coconut oil, right?
Right. And that's why, like, and some people might say, well, soybean or corn, like, those are natural, but those are ultra processed. And that's why it's good, like, if you get coconut oil or some of these things, you want to get virgin, extra virgin, like, the less processed, the mm-hmm. better.
Well, yeah, and they're genetically modified as well.
Exactly.
Which they still don't have all the science. And what science they do have that's also been kind of hidden from mainstream media is that they're very bad for you. And animals naturally, you know, walk away from cornfields or corn troughs that have genetically modified corn in them. I've talked about it on the air. It's in the book Genetic Roulette. Mm-hmm. By Jeffrey Smith. We've had Sheldon Krimsky on the show talking about it as well, one of the leading scientists in the world.
And they're heavily treated with glyphosate, too.
Exactly. And then we wonder why we've got so many issues with our gut, which lead to all kinds of anxiety and depression and emotional, mental problems. I mean, this country right now.
Or sterility.
Or sterility. There's another one.
People like are coming out in droves saying, like, what's wrong? Why can't I have a child?
Right. That never used to be a problem.
Never was a problem.
Not like it is now.
And it's all these environmental toxins and foods that we're eating that have no data that, like, literally we are the test tube.
Yeah.
And we are the ongoing experiment for all these companies that are cashing in.
Well, the data that they do have is the bottom line from Wall Street. So, you know.
exactly.
But that's, you know, and it's a shame. But that's the truth. It really is the truth. They don't care about your health. They care about the bottom line. Okay, so next on this list, salt is bad.
Exactly. And we're told that cutting salt intake reduces the risk of heart attacks, strokes, or death. And when you look at all the data, there was a meta-analysis from 2011 with 6,250 subjects. That's not true. There's no association. There's zero association.
Really?
What happens again here is that there is a correlation with salt and some kind of poor outcomes with obesity and cardiovascular disease, but it's because of ultra-processed foods that have salt. When you look at salt outside of that and you tease that out of the equation, there's no correlation.
Wow.
And salt is actually correlated, again, kind of like the fat thing. This is the irony that really pisses me off, is that salt, again, is correlated to longer life.
Right.
Better heart health.
Right.
And now, and like for athletes, there's literally no supplement that I could give you that's better than salt.
Well, and all the minerals that are in it that are essential for your mental well-being as well.
Yeah. Like in sea salt, there's additional trace minerals for sure. But it's so frustrating that, like, you get athletes even in particular that are, like, salt phobic and they're like, I don't want salt. And, like, you give them salt and, like, their performance goes through the roof. But the next one, dietary cholesterol is bad, is also frustrating because of, like, eggs being demonized.
Mm-hmm.
And eggs have, like, amazing nutrients.
I love eggs.
Right. And they've actually been shown, like, yes, they raise cholesterol. But like we were just talking about, it improves HDL cholesterol. And you improve mortality risk and you reduce heart disease risk. And we talked about this before, too. The only way to get enough choline is either by eating eggs or taking a supplement.
Yeah. And that's I encourage pasture raised because they're better quality. You get a lot more choline in your eggs if they're pasture raised, because the animals are out in the wild eating the bugs, getting everything they need from
getting
the sun, the vitamin D, all that. So great, Sean. I hate it that we're out of time. We didn't get to the ketogenic diet because it's not true. It's not dangerous. We're going to talk more about it when we get back on the air together here soon. So always a pleasure. Sean Wells, everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and make the most of it.